Good times, just got better. Laurel, Gary and Mark on 882 4BC. That is Billy Joel, and you may be right. It is 12 past 7.
You better get a lawyer, son. You better get a real good one.
Well, over the past 40 years or so, Gold Coast lawyer Chris Neist has become one of Australia's most sought-after criminal lawyers. And he makes a darn good film, too, based on his stories, because one of my favourite Australian films is Getting Square. Well, he's back with a new novel, Millen, and we've got him on the phone this morning. Chris Neist!
Yay! Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We spoke many years ago, Chris, when Getting Square was released, and I watched it again recently because I've got it on DVD. Gee, I love that film.
It holds up, doesn't it? I must say I did the same thing not so long ago, and watching it again, I was really relieved to see how much it does hold up after sort of 20 years. It's great.
But just to see, you know, David Wenham running down the street in thongs and a pair of leopard print underwear.
Yeah. Well, can I just say that was all David. He went out and bought the leopard print underpants himself and even the worn down thongs. But, he brought so much to that character. He was fantastic.
Now, of course, you know, there are some funny moments in that, but it's all about the understanding of the Gold Coast seedy underbelly. It is that sort of that criminal element that you get to know very, very well through representing these people.
True, that's very true. I think it had a sort of a tagline of a tale of little blokes doing their best, and it was basically a tale about sort of people in that underworld and just trying to survive. And of course, the main character, Johnny Spiteri, is a career heroin addict, which, you know, if anybody's had any unfortunate dealings with heroin addicts, they know that they're the biggest survivors of all, and he's the sort of the guy that survives on his wits and on his rat cunning and street smarts. So, yeah, that was this sort of central theme.
The only thing wrong with Getting Square is there hasn't been a sequel.
Well, there are things in the pipeline about that, and there's always been people sort of floating around talking about sequels, but there is some little bit of work being done in the background on that at the moment.
I must say I was excited when I approached one of the Getting Square
stars. Yeah, better not name names.
I won't.
Just in case they're not allowed to say anything.
And I'll say at a recent preview, and when I approached this person and said I love the film, they said, there could be something on the horizon. So let's
I think
just...
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And by the way, Chris, perfect lawyer answer there a moment ago. Things are happening in the background, and that's all I'm going to say.
Don't say any more. Yeah, but...
Now, this new book, Millen, is there a connection with Getting Square?
No, other than that Millen, I suppose, like Getting Square and like probably everything that I've written, is sort of based on experiences that I've had in my life and in my professional practice. So, that you know, that's really the only link, I suppose.
Is it fiction, non-fiction?
I know, it's a fictional book, although it's sort of inspired by a case that I did in Western Queensland in the 1980s. It was a fascinating case, you know, factually intriguing case, but I've sort of wrapped a fictional story around that, it's a work of fiction.
So I'm sure the names have been changed to protect the innocent, or guilty in this case. Will the people reading this book that were involved in that case, would they be able to go, hang on a minute, that's me?
I wouldn't think so, no. I mean, the characters in this book are all fictional characters. The book itself is centres around a Brisbane cop who's sort of sent out to investigate a murder out in a fictional town of Millengarra, which is the inspiration for the word Millen. And so he's just a totally fictional character. And although it borrows on the sort of factual structure of the case that I was involved in, it's really a very, very much just a work of fiction.
When someone's watching the news, when I'm watching the news and I see someone being represented and I think to myself, oh, guilty as sin, guilty, and I'm sitting there doing my lounge chair verdict, how do you respond to people who come up and say, how can you do this? What's your answer to that in when it comes to the law?
Problem about us learning about cases from the television and from the newspaper, you know, and we're reading about it might be a 2-week criminal case, you know, that gets a sort of a column in the newspaper or gets maybe 20 seconds on the television, is that, you know, we really don't have the sufficient knowledge. And that's where a jury sitting there listening to the evidence and having it dissected in front of them over a period of time are really the best judges of these things. And so, you know, you've got to be very careful about judging things from your armchair. I think at home we need to realise that we're only being filtered through a certain amount that that comes through the media, and the media can only provide snippets to us.
And out of interest, who was your favourite judge you've ever appeared before?
Oh, Leanne Clare, I think.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah. That's interesting you say that.
Someone's done their homework.
She's very fair.
Well, your work, your writing work, has been replicated before in film with Getting Squared. Will Millen become a film, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, film is a very fickle thing, particularly in Australia, and so, you know, who knows? But certainly I've looked at some long-form television series, etc., involving one or two of the characters that do appear in Millen, you know, the main one being a lawyer by the name of Eddie Moran, who was a kind of a bit of an obnoxious Gold Coast solicitor.
He's a lawyer.
and he appears in a number of my books. He's sort of in a series of my books, and so there's a possibility that that may happen, but who knows?
Well, the book is called Millen. It's available now from Amazon, Booktopia, and other major online bookstores. Always a pleasure, Chris Nice. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Hey. 19 past 7.